From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have been deployed to at least three provinces following nearly a week of anti-government protest. The head of the guards proclaimed the end of what he called the sedition. But there are reports protests continued late Wednesday. Dozens, including Firoz Molavi of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, demonstrated Wednesday in Brussels.
The young generation, the people of Iran, the women, they've had enough of this Islamic fundamentalist regime, and they want this regime to go.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an end to violence, urging respect for the right of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The UN Human Rights Chief called on Tehran to rein in its security forces. His spokesperson is Elizabeth Russell.
I think for us it's important that the Iranian authorities respect the rights of the people who have been demonstrating, the people who have been detained, and that includes guaranteeing their right to life.
In a Wednesday tweet, President Donald Trump spoke of his respect for the Iranian people as they try to take back, in his words, their corrupt government. He promised great support from the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a VOA interview, said the U.S. backs the protesters and their aspirations.
I can assure you, the United States and the wider world stands with the people of Iran who want a better, more prosperous, and freer future.
A senior Trump administration official told Reuters the U.S. is considering sanctioning those involved in putting down the protests. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn Wednesday announced plans to drop charges against political prisoners and close a prison camp to, in his words, widen the democratic space and foster national reconciliation. The move came 2 months after deadly anti-government demonstrations, mostly in the Oromia and Amhara regions, leading to a state of emergency. This is VOA News. The White House Wednesday defended President Trump.